Don't miss out.
Take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
A demo.
And Mark.
We're going to go to your phone calls, get your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. But I want to take a moment to welcome two new weeknight affiliates. Which is rare that we get to welcome two weeknight affiliates on the same night.
That's awesome.
So welcome to our existing weekend affiliate, 590-965 WKZO. That's Everything Kalamazoo in Kalamazoo, Michigan. They've been on board with our weekend shows for a couple of years now, and great talk station. Huge signal in the marketplace and well listened to, number one talk station in Kalamazoo. So,
wow, that's awesome. What's the wattage?
I don't have that in front of me at the moment, but radio-locator.com, and you can find out.
Indeed, they would know.
So, you know, it's not a monster at them, but it's solid enough to cover the market very, very well. So they do very well. Welcome aboard to listeners in Kalamazoo to WKZO, and also a brand new affiliate who's never taken Free Talk Live in any form, WRWR AM 1350, your source for news in Warner Robins, Georgia, also coming on for weeknights. And I'm announcing them in the third hour because I think they're taking our third hour live and then delay broadcasting the first 2 hours of the show after that, I believe, because both of those stations are coming on from 9 to midnight Eastern time. So welcome. And you can go to our affiliates page at affiliates.freetalklive.com and take a look at your area and see if you can find a station in your area. If you don't have a local talk station that airs this program, well, there are ways that you can help make that happen. You can contact them, you know, reach out, find out who the program director is, and make a phone call or send an email and ask them real nicely for some Free Talk Live. You never know what will happen. In the case of one station, there was a guy who sent an email to the program director a couple of years ago, and now that's in the process of happening. I can't announce where that one is because we're still working on it.
It's happening.
But it's actually, you know, real close at this point. So your email, your phone call can make a difference. 855-453, Pat's in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Pat.
Hey, what's going on?
You're on the radio. What's on your mind?
Look, we've been having these Eastern Shore fires between goes all the way up to the Maryland border, and there's been nothing but fires after fire after fires, all these abandoned buildings and stuff, and they just arrested two people. But, I mean, they got like 72, I think 71 or 72 fires they're working on. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, they got the state police involved. They got the sheriffs. They got the fire department. You name it. They got them involved. I mean, that's a
I haven't heard the first thing about it.
You think that these two might have did them all, or...
Well, first of all, it's the first I've heard, so I don't have any opinion about the case, but I think this is one of the areas where I think the police should be investigating arson, you know, and that, or the firemen, or whoever it is that investigates arson, I think that...
Fire marshal.
Yeah, you know, that's a real crime with real victims, FBI. And those people who own those buildings deserve restitution, so
that's
this
right.
is one of the
yeah,
things
yeah.
that I think is the right place for the police to be spending their time.
Why don't you look into it for us and see what more information you can find out for us.
Thanks, Pat. I appreciate the call and the thoughts tonight. Feel free to pull it up if you get the chance, Mark. Arsons in Virginia or Maryland.
Yes, along the border.
855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think that, you know, if the police were actually spending their time investigating arson, murder, rape, destruction of property, or physical harm to other human beings, I think they'd have a lot more friends. I think a lot of people would be more likely to help the police, would be friendlier to the police, not call them names.
Well, they'd have a lot more resources to dedicate to, like you said, crimes of victims, you know, without the government's monopoly on protection services or services that would seek out individuals creating harm against others, like arson. You know, these homes that are being burned, maybe the insurance company, even if the homeowner didn't have it, the insurance company might have some sort of cop-like figure to
investigate
some other things, or you as your, you know, I myself might have some sort of protection agency.
Right, of course, the insurance company would have a greater incentive to solve the crime.
Sure.
Because they want to take an arsonist off the streets. Not to say the police don't want to take an arsonist off the streets, too, but they don't have the same skin in the game, so to speak.
Yeah, they don't have the incentive. They don't have the logical incentive of, hey, my job requires me to partake in an investigation that would produce results. You know, if they kept not finding people and weren't providing the insurance value, as in making their salary recoverable and profitable to the organization, then they would move on.
Indeed. So 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
The guy's a former captain in his fire department, and... Ooh. The arsonist.
Oh, the alleged arsonist?
Apparently they were caught in the act.
Whoa.
Pretty solidly unalleged.
A former captain in the police department?
No,
or fire department?
Fire department.
I was going to say that when the caller was on, that there's probably some sort of government agents that do run around committing arson. It's like that movie Backdraft, like the firefighters have a thing for like setting fires. But anyway.
Well, it keeps them in business, I guess.
Sure.
This is a former captain. So maybe he's angry. I don't know.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy.
It's a lot of fires.
Yeah.
And I guess they were watching an abandoned building, just thought that he'd go after it. And
Sure enough. Wow.
Well.
There you go. The cops did something right. Every
surprisingly,
now and then,
right, yeah.
Every now and then, they'll actually catch a real bad guy, and that's what I'd rather. If we're going to have a monopoly on violence, I'd rather see them doing that with their time and the stolen money than going after people for running a stoplight or smoking a joint or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know about the stolen money part, but yeah, I mean, if the police... I mean, I don't know. Take the government out of the equation. The police exist for the right things, and they have the right incentives to do things. I don't think... Even if the ones out there who do want to pay the police to do things, I wouldn't. I don't think they would be able to afford it, and so the economic decision would change their
opinion. That's true. I agree. I mean, I don't think that they should be funded by stolen money, and I hope that we can get to a point not only where people are pulling out video cameras on a regular basis against the police, but also, and any other government employee, but also just in mass refusing to obey their diktats. We were talking about somebody that you know that's running an underground muffin factory or whatever,
a
cupcake bakery. And, you know, the more people that just do their own business without asking permission, and then if the state agents come around with threats, refuse to obey the threats, stand up for themselves and their rights and their property, if everyone did that, or heck, if 10% of people did that, it would make the state enforcers' lives very difficult.
Well, it's a circle, you know, like the bakery aspect. That person takes that stand. If agents of the state show up to do something, then hopefully cop block type people are there, and hopefully Free Talk Live type folks cover it and spread it, and you know, it continues the domino, and that relays into some of the questions earlier that it all provides security. So not only does, if it goes one way, this bakery or business has support, maybe that support is enough to relinquish these threats, or these government agents are just sick of going out to their job every day and being on camera. I mean, we've had some officers here express their displeasure for being on YouTube all the time.
Yeah.
And we do wonder, you know, some, like my one charge is out of Manchester. I was never picked up on a warrant, so why did that ever happen? Maybe it could have been, I don't know for sure, that they didn't want to be on YouTube and they just don't want to come
didn't
pick
want to mess
me
with
up.
It.
Right, and they know I'm going to go to court, and so whatever. And so maybe, you know, these are some of the other benefits, the unseen, that could happen, you know. Maybe you don't have to intimidate these guys or whatever, but just being filmed and having their actions show for what they are is enough to say, yeah, they're enough for them to say, like, hey, I'm not going to do this anymore. You know,
I think you're right about that. They're not used to being having people stand up for themselves. Most of the time, people just go along to get along. As you were talking about earlier, they'll take the first plea deal that they're offered because they probably don't know there's going to be a second plea deal. They don't know the system. So the more people that can become informed about how this stuff works and, you know, take their own rights into their own hands and stand up for themselves, the better off we'll all be, which is once again why getting together with people who think right. like this already is so valuable, not just from a political aspect, but there have been many political wins in New Hampshire already with the Free State Project, but from a, you know, civil disobedience, a standing up for your rights aspect, it's immeasurably so much better to be around other people who understand what liberty is and who are willing to do something about it. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project. That's the reason that the three of us are here together tonight. We are all Free State Project participants. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, we're on Skype, lrn.fm. And I've got an example of a business owner who's actually standing up to the government here in moments. We can share that because it's relevant. And we'll take your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, a daily minute program to help you overcome the habits you want to break and establish new ones in their place. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Repetition is the key to forming good habits. It's also what causes us to form bad habits. We need to be purposeful as we work toward forming good habits. We may do things like leaving notes for ourselves. Certainly, we need to depend on the Holy Spirit to help us. You know, it's God's desire for all of us to form good habits, and He'll certainly help us along the way. You just need to be willing to be persistent and realize that we all do have bad habits, but good things always overcome bad things. So the more good habits we form, the less room there will be in our life for the bad ones.
For more information and insight on how you can make good habits and break bad habits, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled Meyer.org. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is a new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher, Joyce Meyer. In this new book, Joyce Meyer starts by examining the nature of habits, overcoming the habits you want to break, and establishing new ones in their place. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free here at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. waiting for you on our site. We've got a lot of stuff there, including archives that go all the way back to late 2006. All you have to do is click and download, and they are yours totally free right there on the top of the page, last 7 days, and click into the archive section to go back to late 2006. Also, the archives are available through SoundCloud. So if you dig SoundCloud, go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. And if you've never tried SoundCloud before, you're probably really going to like it. It makes it really easy to play back audio and share it with your friends, the stuff that you like. So go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. You can get all of our archives that way.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. BitInstant.com allows you to make deposits in more than a million locations around the world. And within minutes, have bitcoins within your wallet. It's bitinstant.com. All you have to do is go there, select how you want to fund your account, where your account is, including your computer at home. It could be, you know, anywhere. Just depending. You just got to let them know so they can send it to you. And then make the deposit. It's that easy. Bitinstant.com.
All right. So 855, 453. We're going to go to Skype where Steve is on the line. Steve, are you with us? Steve on Skype. Definitely hear an open connection. I guess he has decided he doesn't want to be on. So 855-450-FREE again is the toll-free number. We were talking about business owners who stand up, or hopefully would stand up for what they believe in. You know, in some cases, some people just want to operate below the radar, and I think that's a good thing, too. If, you know, if you just want to avoid the government, that's always beneficial to your bottom line. But I think ultimately having business owners operate openly and freely without begging for some sort of governmental permission slip is incredibly valuable because it's, I think, empowering for people to watch that happen.
I think it's a chain that needs to happen. You know, the businesses need to resist, and then the agents would come, and they need their actions of the agents need to be documented.
To be recorded.
The actions and the intentions as well. My advice to this bakery is film now why you're doing this. Film now why you chose not to let the food inspector and all these, you know, I can service the business, county people in and your tax ID number.
Mm-hmm.
Statewide, as now, as opposed to when the agents come and say, this isn't a business that is sanitary or doing whatever. You know, you could highlight in a current frame that I don't support what they want to do this money with. I don't think what they do, just because the state inspector says your facility is clean, doesn't mean anything.
That's true. You know? There was the old story out of New York City where the inspectors had just finished an inspection, and then that night somebody saw all kind of rats running across the
right.
floor.
Filmed.
And you'd be surprised, especially in bigger cities, how often the kickback is all it takes you to get the proper
sure.
whatever.
It's all a funding racket, whether or not the particular individual isn't taking some kind of under-the-table funding. It's still
irrelevant, right?
It's a funding racket for the county or the state or whatever. I mean, really, come on. You think these people are qualified to say whether or not a business can serve to the public or not? I mean,
I think that's really where we're at here in the Free State Project is bringing the more businesses here because, you know, the community can attack people who stand out in a square and use a substance as their body and their choice. Through society's term, it's an easier argument, I guess, to make to like divide the masses. The Robin Hooding thing, I think, is more on a liberty-oriented, community-based side. But when you get into some of this stuff of businesses selling muffins to people, giving people bread, I mean, who's going to argue that these people can't come in here? And that's when it's
argue that. The people who will argue it are the arch statists, the people that really believe in the status quo and don't want to see that threatened.
Not just believe in, get paid by, generally.
Right. Well, and the existing businesses who are licensed who want to shut down upstarts and competition and innovators.
Right. Well, I think here, not only with the liberty mindset in New Hampshire because of the Free State Project, but just in its liberty mindset in general and the area in which this place operates, I feel that's going to be a very hard sell, and those people are going to be very small. You know, we're talking about self-ownership protest is like 50-50 split. The Robin Hood is probably 70-30 in favor of, and then this would be like we're feeding people. You know, most people, except for the status, like which may be the 10%, you know, so I'm saying you get to more of these issues, and then you have the other levels that when they do come, there's the support network
right.
to highlight
yeah,
this,
if you were a business
them.
Owner and you knew that you had people supporting you in the community for standing up for liberty, would you be more likely to do it? Because I've bemoaned business owners previously on this show not standing up for liberty, but I also understand why they don't, because they've got a lot on, you know, on the line. They've got however many hundreds of thousands or thousands of dollars they've invested in their building and their business and advertising and building their brand and, you know, all of that, and they feel like it's, you know, they, I don't blame them for not wanting to put that on the line. That's
scary. A good wave of movers have moved here seeing activism and new media take hold in this area, and so maybe now if seeing through those same old outlets this business aspect, we can get a wave of those folks to move here too, because one bakery, you know, in the hills is a start, but at the end of the day, it'd be
it's
nice to
really
have,
change anything unless there's
right,
more.
Right, but it could be inspiring, and yeah. somebody else from Arizona or wherever could be like, well, I tried that here too, and, you know, I'm going to go there where I have the other factors to make it a successful endeavor.
So every now and then there is a business owner who's willing to stick his head or his or her head above the waves, so to speak, and operate openly in defiance of whatever governmental regulations they've been threatened with. And this is one of those stories from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. With the pluck of a cornered cat arching its back, Ethan Clay is not going down without a fight. Despite threats of big fines by state banking regulators, the owner of a Shadyside ice cream shop who opened his own version of a community bank last summer isn't abandoning his mission. Although he
this does sound interesting.
Yep, although he's made some changes in the way he advertises his services. In September, the Pennsylvania Department of Banking and Security said it did not approve of the operation inside the...
We don't approve! Screw you!
Didn't approve of the operation inside the Oh Yeah ice cream and coffee shop on Highland Avenue that Mr. Clay launched, offering check cashing, never draft loans, and interest on deposits in the form of store credit as an alternative, or excuse me, a low-cost alternative to fee-gouging banks. Spokesman Ed Novak, this is from the bureaucracy, said, "We're going to be telling him to stop." Noting that
cannot have him competing with our very wealthy campaign contributors. This is... Whoa, are you kidding
you
me?
You can't just open your own bank.
There'll be children dying in the streets and stuff.
Mr. Clay.
I love how they always hang like Western civilization on these things.
He says that, among other problems, Mr. Clay had not applied for a banking charter. The department followed up with a letter in late November citing multiple violations that could trigger $10,000 fines, according to Mr. Clay. He said the warning letter primarily took issue with semantics, the way we phrased what we were doing, so he promptly made some changes. Now, again, Clay is the guy that's running the store. So, you know, he's alone, and you're up against the banking cartel here and the state agents. I don't blame him for kind of backing down a little bit and changing his wording of how he's advertising things, but he's not stopping the operation. He's still offering his products and services, which we'll describe a little bit further here in a moment. He said the warning letter again took issues with semantics, so he made some changes. The name of the operation went from Whalebone Intergalactic Cafe Bank to Whalebone Intergalactic Cafe Banco.
Clever.
I love this guy. 855.
I want to give him a hug.
Yep. 855-453. The toll-free number here. If you know of a heroic businessman like this,
oh,
would love
goodness.
To hear about that, too. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can get ice cream banking services at the operation we're discussing in Pittsburgh. Shadyside's Oh Yeah Ice Cream and Coffee Shop also is the Whalebone Intergalactic Cafe Banco. We'll continue the story about this heroic business owner who is not crumpling under the threats of the banking cartel and the state agents. 855-450-FREE. We'll also take your calls about anything that you'd like. You can join us on Skype. But please, if you're going to call us on Skype, don't walk away from the computer. So, again, you can connect with us on Skype at lrn.fm.
Well, a lot of people want to know where can you spend bitcoins? Oh, yeah, this internet currency. Where can you spend it, though? What can you get of substance? Well, you can get electronics at bitcoinstore.com.
Cheap, too.
They've got a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro. They're doing it, why? Because they want to bring things to you. You can't buy these in U.S. dollars. This is an activism activity. They're bringing a website to you where you can get all kinds of consumer electronics that you'll need for your life in bitcoins only. And probably cheaper than you're going to be able to find them anyplace else on the internet. It's the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real-world items. You go bitcoinstore.com and check them out. Ian, what was the other stuff that you said was over there besides...
Some tools. I got some tools.
Some tools? Okay, yeah. Cool. Tools and consumer electronics. Bitcoinstore.com.
All right. So $855, $450 free. And the prices really are good. I mean, no joke. They're not charging anything on top of their wholesale prices. Pretty awesome.
See, that's what I mean. It seems to be that the business model must be to gain bitcoins, right? And the reason why they're not marking anything up is because the bitcoin is going to increase in its value on its own. So they must.
That's probably a factor. That. I think that's probably a factor. They're presuming that bitcoins will continue to go up. But also, the guy that's running the site is a fanatic for bitcoins. Like he's also somebody who puts his money where his mouth is.
Well, that's the first aspect. You have to believe in the product, yeah. Like Mark was saying. So he believes that I don't need to put any more. I'm not worried about the inflation. I'm not worried about this. I don't have to have a markup. I can just take this at what it is or even less.
And it works, too. I've ordered something there and would recommend you check out bitcoinstore.com. We continue here. We'll get to your calls here. I just want to give you the story on what's happening with this guy in Pittsburgh because I consider business people like this to be really heroic because they're willing to put their entire business on the line for what they believe in. Now, I don't know if this guy loves liberty or anything. I don't know what his political perspective is or what he likes and doesn't like, but I do know that he's standing up for himself, and that I can appreciate and support. So the banking group, the Pennsylvania Department of Banking and Securities, has threatened him with multiple $10,000 fines for multiple violations. He's changed his bank name from Whalebone Intergalactic Cafe Bank to Whalebone Intergalactic Cafe Banco. And instead of accepting deposits, Mr. Clay started advertising never-ending gift cards that earn store credit. Instead of making loans, he began offering NeverDraft cash sets of $100 for a $5 monthly rental fee. On his website, theohyeah.com, that's T-H-E-O-H-Y-E-A-H, theohyeah.com, he added this disclaimer, quote, Whalebone Intergalactic is not a bank or member FDIC, unquote. He says, I followed their letter to a T. Since then, Mr. Clay said he hasn't heard from the regulators. They're just trying to come up with their next move at this point.
Their lawyer's working on this. Don't worry.
If there's still an issue of compliance, he says, they haven't been in communication about it. At this point, the banking department isn't talking. Mr. Novak, their spokesperson, declined comment this week when asked for an update. The department generally doesn't discuss ongoing regulatory matters unless a cease and desist order has been issued or a consent agreement has been reached settling the dispute. Charges.
The government doesn't have to give you a statement. They just don't have to, and they're not gonna. Yeah.
Changes aside, if the posts on Mr. Clay's website, Twitter, and Facebook pages are any indication, he remains committed to his cause. His website states, we are taking on the challenge of transforming the retail banking industry. PA Department of Banks threatening us. He says, we keep growing, he tweeted in late December. In November, when Mr. Clay received the warning letter, he took time to post a word of appreciation. Thank you, Pennsylvania Department of Banking, for a primer on naughty words for non-banks, he tweeted. Mr. Clay said Wednesday that he was being sincere. He says, I learned a lot from the letter. I didn't know it was against the law or that you couldn't say the word bank, he said. All of my old business cards, I have those in my secret stash. And this is a great point. How would anybody know that? How would anyone know that you can't say the word bank if you're not some federally licensed or locally state licensed institution? Because nobody knows where to begin looking for these things. You can't make heads or tails out of these governmental regulations. Can you imagine trying to read? It's hard enough reading a criminal statute. Can you imagine reading banking regulations?
Oh, I couldn't imagine. I'd be asleep in a half a page, if that. But, yeah, by the time you started or ended the book, whatever you read in the beginning of the book would probably change or you'd find five more loopholes. Like, what does it matter?
Yeah, and probably more than one book. It's probably tomes and tomes of books. But he goes on to say that any disdain he has is for big banks, which he likes to needle online. He says typical banks run on interest, profit, and greed. Whalebone, he says, runs on principle.
Bankers, and ice cream.
Who can beat that? Bankers can, of course, afford to not be at work all day, he posted on Columbus Day. Whalebone is open daily, including all imperial holidays. Mr. Clay said he got the idea for Whalebone, an anagram of the words whole bean, after unpleasant experiences with banks, including racking up some $1,600 in overdraft fees after overdrawing his account by $200. So far, he says he's opened about 25 never-ending gift card accounts and has sold about a dozen cash sets, which is his term, with no defaults. Our aim, he says, is to create a model for future banking, even though we aren't a bank, he said. He said he recently opened an outpost in Detroit, where he uses word of mouth to make short-term loans in the community. He says, I haven't had any issues in Detroit yet. Mr. Clay said he's resolute in his goal of helping struggling people by lending them money so they can avoid big overdraft fees. He says, call it economic justice.
There you go. I like this guy. He's a good person. Should be moving up here.
We need more people like him. Let's go to the phones, though. Hugh is in West Virginia listening to WVTS in Charleston. Hey, Hugh. Hugh in West Virginia. Not any more quick callers.
Hey,
there he is.
It's Heath.
I apologize, Heath.
No, that's fine. First of all, somebody out there's got to know Mr. Clay and needs to have him give us a call. But
Mr. Clay, yeah. Good point.
But no, I was going to see what you guys thought. I work in an industry. We do like satellite dishes, cable TV, things like that. And it's always been an independent contractor thing. And here in the last about 4 or 5 years, it seems like it's all dying. There's been a ton of lawsuits about that have kind of switched over to an employee base, which, you know, where before I could go out and I could buy a $2,000 truck, buy myself some insurance, and make $1,000 a week. Now I got to drive a company's brand new truck and cover, you know, full coverage insurance and all the other things, and go down to, you know, it's a lot of these places now pay $8-$9 an hour where we used to be. You know, 30. And I was just seeing what you guys thought about the death of independent contracting.
I didn't know it was happening. So you're saying it's basically being regulated out of existence?
Absolutely. At an astonishing rate. I mean, pretty much all your cable companies and your satellite companies, they used to use all their, you know, on any residential work, they would use independent contractors. And we were paid real good. You know, generally you'd get paid about half the contract. Mm-hmm. And what's happened is it's actually been contractors, guys that should have been happy to be contractors. They get out and they're not as good as some of us or whatever. They're not as fast. And, you know, they go out and they claim, you know, 50, 60 hours a week. And then they say they're not making minimum wage or something when they make, you know, $500 on 60 hours. Where some of us are making $1,500 on 60 hours. And so they all go and they sue for, self-employment insurance and for overtime wages and things like that. And so pretty much all the companies across the country now have gone to an employee base, which is a lot more expensive for the company, so they take it all out of the, you know, out of the employee. And it's pretty much just killed the industry from, you know, went from being a you know, job that we, you know, I don't think I've made less than $60,000 in 10 years, and now if I was to jump on with one of these employee companies, you know, I'd be lucky to make 30.
Half that, yeah. That's what the purpose of regulations are. The purpose of regulations are to consolidate the power in the hands of the bigger companies. And in these cases, these guys that should have been run out of the industry through economic reasons have used regulations to keep themselves in.
Stand by, Heath. I'm going to bring you back for some more questions if you can. We're coming up.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95. with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. In fact, you can get tuned in on our website. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband, midband, narrowband versions of the show. Listen.freetalklive.com. You can get tuned in to any one of those you want. Also, over 110 radio stations from coast to coast that air Free Talk Live at various points throughout the week. You can get our full list of stations. Listen.freetalklive.com. Our satellite listening choices are listed there, including XM, satellite radio, where we are heard 7 nights per week. In addition, you can also get us on KU-band free-to-air, available across North and Central America. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about those. There's also a link to our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. We'll continue with your calls here in moments.
Every loan has a principal and an interest aspect. That interest aspect is generally front-loaded into the first loan payments and the principal tends to be back-loaded. So when you've got a 30-year fixed-rate loan, a lot of Americans don't stay in their homes for 10 and a half years. But it takes 10 and a half years for that loan to even start, for you to even start being paying 50-50 on that as far as principal and interest go. So maybe you should look at a 20-year fixed or a 15-year fixed. The experts at MortgageMinuteGuide.com can make sure that you know all the different options that you have as far as loans go. It's MortgageMinuteGuide.com. They've been advertising on talk radio for decades, I would say, certainly more than a decade, and respected nationwide as far as mortgages go. MortgageMinuteGuide.com. The telephone number is 866-288-0088. They'll tell you the difference between cheap and inexpensive. when it comes to loans. 866-288-0088, mortgageminuteguy.com.
Heath is with us listening in West Virginia to Charleston's WVTS. Heath, are you still there?
Yeah.
All right. So from what you've told me so far, you have been a satellite install professional for a number of years, and you've been working as a contractor. Various different government regulations, insurance mandates, things like that have come into play that have given these companies the reason to stop using contractors and instead demand that everybody who installs for them be employees. Is that pretty much the case?
Pretty much. It's not necessarily any insurance mandates or anything like that. It's mostly the labor board.
I see.
The labor board steps in and says, you know, pretty much it's overtime laws that we're fighting. And I know that a lot of people have, you know, mixed feelings about that, but, you know, what the law says is that whatever you pay for the first 40 hours that you've got to pay time and a half for any time after that in a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they're doing is, in our industry, where I might go out and make, you know, I might make $1,000 in my first 40 hours, pretty much all these, you know, contractors like myself have gone and sued. You know, I haven't, of course, but contractors like myself, though, they've gone in and sued, and it brings the labor board into the mix, and then the labor board hits our companies with these fines on top of repay. And so
the contractors are demanding overtime, even though they're contract workers.
Even though, well, it's because the companies treat them like employees. Due to the regulations, the laws of the labor board say that, you know, if they meet this certain criteria of having to be somewhere at a certain time or having to wear a uniform, things like that, that the labor board says.
Oh, okay. So I see what you're saying. So you're saying these contractors feel like they're not getting enough money out of these companies.
Just, right.
So they're going after the company and saying, well, I'm not a contractor. I'm an employee, and I should be able to make the money I want plus 50%.
Absolutely. So what they do is they work for the company for 2-3 years or whatever. They rack up, you know, all this time, and they find them an attorney. And so what they do is, even though you might have made $1,000 your first 40 hours and you made another $500 your next 20, they go in and they say, hey, I shouldn't have made $500 my next 20. I should have made $750.
And then the company just says, screw this. We'll just only hire employees.
Absolutely.
Make it easy. Thanks for sharing your story tonight. So what are you doing now? I mean, are you still a contractor, or what's...
I'm not going to name them, but I work for a company that still lets us fly under the radar.
That's good.
There.
Good to know. Yeah, definitely don't name them, and I appreciate your call tonight. Thanks for the info, Heath. 855-450-FREE. And sometimes that's the best thing you can do, is fly under the radar.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say as well. It would be my advice. And one way I found to combat, like, the corporate or regulative takeover is, like, customer service. You know, most people, you know, when the corporations or the laws come in to take effect, like, you lose that customer service, you know, working in computers these days. You know, you can go to the Geek Squad, you can go down to Best Buy and get your thing done, but they're not going to care. You know, they're not going to call you or make sure it's right or set something up to your special. So, you know, my advice to the last caller would be like, hey, keep installing your things under the radar, and you know, he sounds pretty, you know, good with people. So you can...
Yeah, and if you're working with a business that maybe isn't as corporate, then you certainly have a better chance of connecting with the boss and being able to let him know, hey, look, I'll sign an agreement, man. I'm not going to sue you over it. I'm not like these other guys. I'm not going to sue you. I just want these jobs, and I appreciate working for you. Being able to negotiate like that is helpful, whereas if it's this corporate atmosphere where, you know, you're working for DirecTV or Dish or something like that, you can't negotiate stuff like that with these guys. They're following policy. You know, you might as well be negotiating with a bureaucrat.
Yeah, and it's one of these situations where the mediocre person, whether it's in school or work or whatever, the mediocre people tend to be the ones by whom they set the standard.
Yeah.
And so people that excel at their job, they're always bogged down. People
have to treat everyone the same way.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
And the one that loses at the end of the day is us, the customer, no matter what, because these guys could bust out dishes and I wouldn't have to wait around from 8 to 4 whenever they're going to show up for corporate.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd be like, I'll be there at 9:15 because my day is going to be done in half amount of time.
Right, and because he's a contractor, and he touched on this, he's he's got the incentive to get the job done.
Right.
He gets paid by the job, not by the hour, whereas these other, you know, guys are going to come in and they're going to dick around outside and they're going to, you know, oh, we're going to go get another part and we've got to line up the trees. They're in the way, so we've got to cut some trees down. Who knows what kind of crap they're going to come up with to extend their stay at your house and make it a longer time, period of time. I mean, it's not an easy thing necessarily to hook up a satellite dish, but once you start to get practiced at it, it becomes a lot simpler.
Right. I've done construction under both circumstances, working hourly and by the job, and I like to think I always work hard and want to get the job done to begin with, but I'll tell you, to be honest, like, if there was a rough day or a long night, you know, the hourly job was nicer to sit around and be like, whew, I don't have to go as fast today, you know, because it's
real.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's real, right?
Incentives are real.
Yeah, give them the
people
incentive.
Behave a certain way.
So it's logical.
So there you go. You can comment on whatever is on your mind. That is the point of Free Talk Live at 855-453. Hey, I've got an announcement about the Keenvention, which I haven't really talked too much about on this this program, but it's something that's coming up after the Porcupine Freedom Festival a few months down the road. So you've got two different Free State Project events to entice you to come up and visit New Hampshire. There's the Liberty Forum, which we just had happen in February. It's the winter hotel-based event where people come and see speakers and panel discussions and meet other like-minded folks and have a good time. There's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is coming up June 17th through the 24th. I believe the three of us will all be attending.
Oh, yeah. And no, I wouldn't miss it.
I don't think I have the choice.
So, but you could take it off, Mark, and I'm sure we'd get it done. But it's a lot of fun. We broadcast live. Free Talk Live is there, and there's, you know, over 1,000 people who love Liberty all in the same campground, and that's a summer event. So that's a lot of fun. But there's nothing really that happens of note as far as events to attract people in the fall.
Right.
And so
that is when the leaf peeping goes on here in New Hampshire.
Now, I'll be straight up with you. The week that we're having the Keen Convention, probably going to be the week after leaf peeping is at its peak.
Okay.
So it's impossible. We could have booked the hotel for the week during leaf peeping, but first of all, you never know when that week's going to be.
No.
So it's kind of hard to predict that out in advance. But basically, the hotels have a certain cutoff date, and it's essentially the beginning of November. So we're as close as we can possibly be to that date to where we can get the hotel cheap. Whereas if we were to book this in October, this hotel would be way more expensive. You'd be paying $200+ per night to stay at the hotel. We got the rooms for like $79.99.
Yeah.
So
deal.
Yeah. So the hotel rooms are a deal. It's not going to be freezing cold. It'll be chilly. It'll be the fall in New Hampshire.
Bring a jacket.
And it'll be a good time, hopefully, if enough people come out. We've got great speakers like Carla Garrick from the Free State Project. JJ, who's formerly on this radio program, he'll be there.
He's running Free State now.
That's right. Panel discussions, including technology, pre-staters, housing, old school movers, LGBT panel, legislative panel. We're going to be talking about all kinds of different activism. And that's one of the things that I wanted to set the Keenvention apart with, was to focus on activism and New Hampshire activism, specifically the New Hampshire activists who are doing it, you know, with their boots on the ground, the people that are out there getting the experience, rather than bringing in big-name speakers and, you know, bringing in all these people from all across the country and raising the cost. So the event's cheap. The regular price of the tickets are $50, but the announcement tonight is we're doing an early bird special. $35 gets you in for the whole weekend, and you can get your tickets right now at keenvention.info. That early bird special is good through Porkfest. So keenvention.info. Look forward to seeing you there. And check out a demo at copblock.org. We'll see you tomorrow.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com. Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save On Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
Over 50,000 satisfied, squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.